man who leads a life of danger.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number.
Well, welcome everybody. I am Jay Garvin's, the host of the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And every single week, I do my sincere best to bring you a conversation that adds value and knowledge to your life. Last week, for the first time, I laid out the 8 tax advantages of owning a home. And you can listen to that on any of your podcast platforms like Google Play, Pandora, iHeartMusic, iTunes, any of those, to tell you the advantages that you get in being a homeowner. This week, I'm going to talk about real estate agents, my friends. Friend or foe?
E-5-O fun.
So many people that I've met over the years said, well, I'm going to list my house and I don't need a real estate agent because they just take 6%. And if my house is $100,000, that's $6,000 that I don't have. If I have a $1 million house, that's $60,000 that I don't have. And on paper, that math looks good. But can you market your house? Can you prepare your house to be sold at top dollar? If you're buying a house, do you actually know which neighborhoods and zip codes are good to buy in and which are bad? Are you on the edge of an elite neighborhood or on the edge of the hood? All of these things matter and more. I don't know the answers. I'm not saying having an agent is right or wrong. I'm not saying that having an accountant is right or wrong. I'm not saying that having an attorney or even a mortgage lender is right or wrong. I'm telling you that I want to have the conversation, because the reality is a real estate agent is the largest investment you will ever make in your life, selling the largest asset you ever have in your life, unless you're the 3-5% of Americans that own a business or a corporation, which is the only thing more valuable than a house in your life. Only 65% of Americans even own a home, but my father, who was an astute businessman, still tried to do everything on the home himself, to include sell it and buy it, and didn't understand the advantage of having a professional help you. But then again, my father was an engineer, so he had to wash his hands of people like me that were salesmen, you know, selling mortgages, selling insurance, selling financial planning, selling houses, and so forth. But the reality is, looking at it from the perspective of the largest investment in your life, how do you want to service it? And that's the conversation we're going to have today. Mark Salas, my newest real estate partner. I'm so excited to have Mark on the show. I've only ever introduced you to one other real estate agent in the last 14 years that I've been here on the radio, and that gentleman is now my best friend. He has his own radio show, and I still use Justin as a real estate agent, but he's no longer on the show. He's gone big cities, got his own show, he's got his own family, he's got his own children, he's got his own property management business, and now I've got a new partner, and these are the things that I want to discuss. First and foremost, what's the list of all of the activities that licensed agents help you with? I looked this up, you guys, folks, radio listeners, and it's insane. I have a list of over 179 different areas that a real estate agent helps you. Now, I think it's kind of humorous because you know where this is published? The Association of Realtors Nationwide, Realtors.com. So I think it's great. I wish there was a list out there that said what were the 179 indisputable things that mortgage lenders do for you, because I am a mortgage lender. But number two, then I'm going to have Mark actually in the studio talking about what it's like, what it requires to be a real estate agent, licensed and current, and what are some of the areas that he and other real estate agents help you with. And one of the biggest takeaways that I have, Dave Ramsey once said to me when I was at the Entree Leadership Masterclass in Nashville when it was there in 2014, and to the entire crowd of business owners, I was just one of them, I'm sure over 100 of us, that paid $10,000 to be there for that week. He said, if you can make just 10 to 15 really great decisions in your life, it will be dramatically simplified because you'll just have to manage those decisions going forward rather than remaking them. And now, what do I mean about that? And how does that tie into real estate agents, friend or foe? There's only like 10 to 15 really big decisions you need to make in your life. One of them, of course, is getting married. If you get married, that's like the second largest decision in your life, in my perspective. If you do your research and you take counsel from your friends and your family and your parents and get in a relationship well and a marriage well, you'll only have to manage that marriage the rest of your life and not get divorced and start all over 2, 3, 4 times. Now, I'm the pot calling the kettle black because I got married very, very young, was married for 5 years and then got divorced. And I said, I'm not going to do that wrong again. I fell in love with my current wife, Marlo, and we got married. And in 12 years into it, the wheels came off the bus and we were separated and in front of a divorce judge. Well, I fought to fix me. She fought to fix her. We managed that decision. We didn't throw it into the toilet. We made it through that tough spell. And now we just celebrated 25 years of marriage and 30 years of dating and friendship. You can do the same thing with all the decisions in your life. That means, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? That's a decision you're going to have to make. You're making the decision if you're not choosing religion, you're choosing no religion. So in itself, it's a decision. Good or bad, you'll find out. Marriage, the same thing. Children, the same thing. This is where I get into it. You're going to have a doctor in your life. If you make a good choice, you'll keep that doctor for decades and generations. My accountant, Bruce, I made that decision carefully, and 28 years later, he's still my accountant. Your real estate agent. I still have the same real estate agents, Justin Hermes, Mark Salas, who's a partner here, Diana Doyle. I have some agents like Chandra Hall. She's an amazing human being. We just fell apart. Brian Bowles, amazing individual, a Dave Ramsey ELP. We just fell to the side. I have agents that have been friends. You want to find an agent who can be a friend and an advisor for you the rest of your life. Same with an attorney. Same with a financial planner. Same with the church you go to, and so on and so forth. So today, I want to go through those lists generically why an agent sticks with you, why you stick with an agent. Because if it wasn't for the agents that I had helped me, Justin Hermes, I wouldn't have the house that my wife and I have in the Broadmoor now. And without that house in the Broadmoor, I never would have turned a $725,000 investment into a $1.5 million investment. And I could count on my real estate agent to help me with that. Another one, Diana Doyle, an amazing agent, and she helped me buy not one, but two separate houses that, again, she helped me make very good decisions that I would have made poorly on my own, and now those houses have tripled in value because of the advice she gave me in the location and the method of buying. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. I want to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance loan as a licensed originator, and when I return, I'm going to go through an entire list of different ways that real estate agents can help you right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the meat?
Well, this is a big one.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. All day, I'm talking about real estate agents. Friend or foe? Thank you for that there, Matt. Kishkooey! Manny gets good sound effects here. So, I'm going to have Mark Salas, a real estate agent and a business owner of Best Realty and a real estate investor like me and a husband like me and one of my best friends, in to talk about real estate agents from the perspective of a pretty transparent real estate agent himself. But what I'm going to do is I have 179 ways that a real estate agent helps you. And the biggest ways that agents help is in listing and selling your house. That's the toughest one. That's what the best agents do. Buyer agents are great. That really helps buyers. But you do make your money when you buy the house, but you cash the check when you sell the house. Because houses are money pits. Unless you have somebody else live in the house that you own, you're not going to make monthly and residual income on your home. But once you do sell it, like I taught last week in my 8 advantages, tax advantages of owning a home, you have capital gains exemption of $250,000 if you're single listening to this, and $500,000 if you're married, if you sell that house. So what you sell your house for and how it happens matters. Every single day I've seen people list their house for sale by owner. Then what do? They're not a professional. They invite another real estate professional, a buyer agent, to come in and they negotiate them into the ground, and they could have just got $100,000 more or $20,000 more if they would have hired a professional, and the additional money and value that they sold the house at, they would have made extra to pay the agent anyways. But here is the list. Starting with pre-listing activities, then 7, the second group is actual listing appointment and the advantages they add, and then we go into offers and other things like contracts and inspections. It's going to be interesting. And starting with pre-listing activities, in fact, I'm going to get Mark Salas here in the studio to help me with this, but make the appointment with seller for listing presentation. Sending the seller written email confirmation of listing appointments, calling to confirm, and coordinating all of the showings in the house. This is something that you don't have to do. Well, as I start this list of 179 ways a real estate agent can help you throughout the process of anything and infinity with your house, my friend Mark walks into the studio. Buddy, how are you?
Mr. J, how you doing, buddy? Nice to see you.
I'm doing good, but, you know, you can listen and give intervention here for these. I was telling him it's pretty funny because you know who wrote this list?
Who wrote it?
Realtor.com, which is your association of realtors. And I told him, well, damn, I want to find the list of 179 reasons a mortgage broker helps you. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I haven't seen it. So.
I know. I got you on the spot. So here they break it down by pre-listing activities, listing appointment presentation advantages during the offer process. And then, of course, in contracts, the inspections, appraisals, the process of closing, and then finally the follow-up after. This is 180, and I'm not going to do it all because we'll waste all day, but let's give a little bit of this. Okay, a listing agent, you a listing agent, let's just do a couple because you guys, we're pulling this right out of the tailpipe. You know, we don't sit down and study these shows. Mark and I just have conversations. A listing agent will give the seller an overall current market condition and projection for their house's value.
Correct. Yeah, because the stuff we see online, it's not always correct. Number one, I've seen square footage that was off. I've seen finished basements that were off. You know, all these different things. So if someone looks at a value just online, it's shooting in the dark.
It really is, because Zillow doesn't even recognize basements.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and they don't. And get the other thing here. Every single time, the two best purchases that I ever made. Now, I'm telling people live on the radio, my next purchase is with you.
Oh, wow. All right.
Because Justin's the only other real estate that's ever been on this show, and now he's got his own radio show, and I have two houses. One that I bought with him that had no listing agent. He had one of these guys that says, I list your house for 1% instead of 3%, and then he did nothing. When we went to see the house, it was the owner in the house.
Yes.
And then as
yes.
soon as I introduced him to Justin, my agent, we were very nice, but Justin took him to town because you had a puppy, the homeowner, who invited in a lion, a
Correct.
Real estate agent who's trained and negotiates every day, and everybody was happy because this guy owned his mother's house and he just wanted to get rid of it. He thought he was going to save money, but then Justin, highest one ever, negotiated $25,000 of seller proceeds.
Absolutely. So that is absolutely huge because a lot of people have the false or the misconception that a real estate agent just opens doors. It's much more than that. It is really negotiation. There's been so many times where someone receives a contract. I've had this numerous times where you can draft a contract and you can make that contract, like what you said, concessions. You can have sellers pay this. You can have buyers pay that. It's all negotiations. But a lot of times people don't even understand the fine print in the contracts. And I've ran into a lot of colleagues that really didn't understand the fine print in the contracts as well.
Yeah, and I've seen real estate agents, and you can add or detract from this, that you have a for sale by owner home, and they have no clue who is a good buyer, a good agent, or bad agent. I have listed my homes with individuals like Diana Doyle and Justin, and I'm sure you have the same thing that we'll experience together. They're like, dude, do not accept an offer from that agent or this person. They don't have a good reputation. Have you ever ran into that?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things, you know what? Any relationship comes down to communication. If we can't communicate, we have a problem. That's in a business relationship. That's in, you know, a marriage, mm-hmm. dating, anything. It all comes down to communication. There are a lot of agents out there who have a bad reputation. You can't get in touch with them, or you can call and you just don't get a response.
You know, one of the agents that I know, he's an amazing human being and child of God. I don't think he's in the industry anymore. I used to do deals with Donnie Corum.
Yes.
And Donnie's a great guy, but I was young and I realized, holy cow, he gets a house with a buyer, he gets it under contract, and then he would disappear. And do you know what his reasoning behind that was?
What's that?
He said, you have a homeowner that really wants to buy the house. You have a mortgage guy that really wants to get paid for his loan. You have a title person that really wants to get paid for the title. And you have a listing agent and a seller that really want to sell. I am going to bet that no matter what I do, whether I'm absent or not, those five people are going to make sure I get paid. That crazy?
I think that's crazy, because my thought is...
But getting, you see people get, do
yeah.
it, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Getting home under contract is just one piece of the puzzle.
Of like 100 pieces.
Yes. And once you get it under contract, that's when the work begins. That's when your negotiation comes in. That's when inspections, appraisals, surveys, and you have to do those in the correct order. You know, once again, it depends on if you're representing the buyer or it depends on if you're representing the seller. If I'm representing a buyer, you know what? I want to get the home under contract. I want to do the inspection. After we get past the inspection, I want to do the appraisal. Uh-huh. Why do I want to do that? As a buyer's agent. Because I don't want my buyer spending money on an appraisal if the deal falls apart during an inspection.
Because there's sewer problems, fire problems, foundation problems, anything like that.
Correct.
Very smart.
And it's non-refundable.
Yeah,
you're not going to get your money back for an inspection.
Or an appraisal.
Or an appraisal.
So why not do the most important one first? And I've not thought of that. The inspection is the most important. What about from a listing agent?
All right, so now from a listing agent, I'm reversed. If I am representing you and I'm selling your home and someone comes with an offer, I'm going to say, hey, I want your buyer and your lender to order the appraisal within 24 hours of us going under contract. Because now your buyer has more skin in the game. They have ordered the appraisal and they are ordering the inspection. There are two items. So usually an inspection right now, we're looking about, call it $700.
Yeah, an appraisal. That's a lot of money. It was $300.
How much are you seeing on appraisals?
Oh, my God, $800.
Okay, so over $1,000 right there. Boom. As soon as we go under contract. So as a seller, I want that buyer invested. As a buyer's agent, I want my buyer protected, and I don't want to be spending all this money until I know for sure that we're moving to the next step.
Oh, my God,
that's
that
huge.
Is so huge. Let me read a couple more of these out of humor. It says, now, as a listing agent, not only do you give an overall accurate assessment of the value of the house so it will sell, but also you coordinate all the tours of the property. You review all of the company credentials for the individuals representing the buyers that are coming into the house. You present the company's portfolio and the niche that your house creates within that given neighborhood. I tell people all neighborhoods and zip codes are not created equal. And there's a lot of people in really nice neighborhoods. This list says that they don't know how valuable their house are. They are in School District 12 and they are in Upper Skyway, but they're looking comps online for like Cheyenne Meadows.
Correct. So we've seen this, that from one street to another, it could really change the difference, positive or negative. We've seen this so many times.
And the opposite as well. People think that their house in Cheyenne Meadows is worth what it is in Lower Skyway.
Correct.
Okay, so explain that.
So this is where it's very important. Whenever you pull comps, this is when we're looking
at... What's a comp?
A comp is a comparable sold home. So if you're buying or selling, this is something that you want to look at. You want to look at the comparables because you want to see what the market goes for, what this home should be purchased for, or at least a roundabout area. So when you look at comparables, I like to see homes within the last 3 months.
Okay.
Because our market has moved fast. Up, down, I've seen it both different ways. So you want to look at comparable sales for that home, same similar square footage, similar year built, similar size, and then we look at what did it sell for, how fast did it sell, how long was it on the market. All these different factors tell you what your offer should be or what you should take as a seller. Now, here's the other thing. When you put the home on the market, say it's been on the market for 100 days. Well, whenever we're selling, I look at it as competition. If I got a home two doors down that just hit the market and it's $10,000 less than ours, but the finishes are better, guess what? I need to have a talk with the seller. We need to be dropping.
Yeah.
As a buyer, hey, this other home is down the street. It's $10,000 cheaper. Which one should we go after? It might be a better deal. So the market, once again, it moves so fast that we need to look at the market as a whole, whether you're a seller or whether you're a buyer.
And there's no way that you're going to be able to decipher all of that as a private homeowner. I mean, I am a homeowner. I am an investor. And like you, a business owner, I own Churchill. You own Best Realty. But I still would never walk in to any purchase or listing transaction without someone like you that's studying it 40 hours a week. So we're going to take a break here. Mark's going to come back. We have another 10-minute segment with him and then the last nine as we finish off the show. So he's not going anywhere. I've got this list of 179 different ways that a real estate agent helps you. But Mark, after the break, we're going to talk first exactly what a buyer agent does, exactly what a seller agent does, and I don't totally understand transaction coordinator. You can explain that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. Back with Mark Salas of Best Realty right after these messages.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping. Gonna do right. Housekeeping.
Come on. Okay, housekeeping, 10 minutes. And Mark's like, dang it, we're jumping right back in.
Here we go.
We are live, baby, and this is important. Mark Salas, newest High Five partner of the Jay Garvin Show. He is only the second real estate agent that's ever been partnered here. I can't even remember the name of the first guy, but now he's got his own radio show. He's doing fine. Move aside. It's the Mark and Jay Show, and he'd be laughing right now. But Mark's the only guy in my universe. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Licensed real estate agent.
Yes, sir.
Real estate investor like me.
Absolutely.
Own Best Realty.
Yep.
I think you said since 2008.
Eight? 2008 is when I bought the company. So I purchased the company.
Years,
I didn't build it.
And I own Garvin's Mortgage Group, and now Churchill Mortgage is employee-owned, so I own that. But more importantly, you're a husband. We both have beautiful wives, and here we are sitting in the studio as blessed men, right?
Absolutely.
So we want to bless you listening. I'm going to have Mark explain in layman's terms, casual takeaways of just the very general sense of what a listing agent does for somebody like you, the listener, what a buyer agent does, and then what's the difference between a transaction coordinator. So listing agent first, what are common sense?
So the main thing that a listing agent does is the listing agent works for the seller. Their job is to get the highest price, they negotiate the best terms, and they market the home effectively. With that, you give advice to the sellers as well. I've had multiple listing appointments where I've gone in with the seller, and it was an investment property.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. It was an investment property, and I said, what are you going to do with the money? We want to buy this other property. Great. We should be doing a 1031 exchange. What is a 1031 exchange? Oh, they
really
didn't even know about that. That can save you thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God. You just saved them like...
Yes.
$35,000 of recapturing depreciation.
Correct. And not every real estate agent knows about that.
No, not at all. 1 in 10.
Yeah, they don't understand what a 1031 exchange is. I do because I'm an investor. I've personally done 1031 exchanges. I know the benefit of a 1031 exchange.
Oh, my God.
So when you're working with a listing agent, these are things, that's just an example, but those are things that you want. You want someone to represent you. You want someone that maybe has a different angle. Hey, listen, you want to do this, but if your avenue is point A to point C, well, let's use B in the middle to get you there and save you some money.
Great. So let's explain that to the audience. In less than 15 seconds, a 1031 exchange is how you can sell a real estate asset, buy another one without paying tax, very similar to how you can have a retirement Roth IRA. You can sell Washington Mutual Company and buy Johnson Controls and never pay tax because it's still in the same pool. So that's fantastic. Now, what's an example of that? So well, get a good price, get the house sold, get it marketed. Now, as a buyer agent.
The buyer's agent works for the buyer. Their job is to find the right home for that buyer, negotiate the best deal, and protect the buyer through inspections, contracts, and pricing. Now,
and that's huge because someone could be looking for a house in the Cheyenne Meadows, and this is what Diane Doyle did for me. She said, why are you wanting to shop on this street? It's in School District 11. If you go right back to Three Eagles, it's going to be in School District 12, and it's going to be so much more value. And I said, what?
It's something that simple. Because she knows the market.
And I didn't. And now, the house that I wanted to buy for $180,000, it's worth about $220,000 now because it's on a busy street in a less than favorable school district. Less than a half a mile away on Three Eagles, I bought this house for much more than I wanted to, $225,000, and now it's $480,000.
Correct.
It's doubled.
Yeah. So that was your advocate. And that's exactly what a buyer's agent does. They're your advocate in that transaction.
That's a great term, advocate.
So I've gone, of course, shopping with buyers, and maybe there was a home that they loved, and maybe it backs to a busy street, or maybe there was something going on with the lot, and you're like, hey, listen, I know you love that home, but we should keep on looking, and this is the reason why. And some people listen, some people don't. If it's the right home, it's the right home.
Yeah.
But you at least let them know, hey, this can be an issue. This could hurt your value in the future, or this could really help your value. Or house hacking. We've talked about house hacking. There's multiple homes that I've showed, and it's like, this would be a perfect house hack where you can rent this part of the house and you can have this. And there's always different avenues, and really that's what you're looking for. Your advocate should be saying, hey, listen, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? This is perfect because of this reason. So
yeah.
That's the buyer's agent. I would say the most important thing of a buyer's agent, though, is keeping those contracts, dates, and deadlines in order. I have had other buyer agents lose earnest money when they're representing the buyer, and the only reason that you lose earnest money is because someone was not watching the dates and deadlines in the contract.
And that's huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge. Now, what, before we end the segment here, so then what in the world does a transaction coordinator do?
Okay, so it's actually a transaction broker.
Transaction broker there, in a transaction
between two parties.
Okay, transaction broker.
It is a neutral third party. They do not advocate for either side. Their role is strictly to facilitate the deal, ensure the paperwork is correct, and keep everything moving smoothly. So they help both sides, but they don't take sides.
Seller agent is obvious. Buyer agent is obvious. What situation would you and I be in a transaction broker agency?
Okay, so say you have someone that is, they've already negotiated terms. You have a seller who's selling, you have a buyer who's buying.
Oh, and they a family member.
Yeah, like a family. Perfect. They have a family member say, hey, listen, I'll sell this home to you for X amount. Okay, great. We don't know what to do with the paperwork. All right, that's when you grab a transaction broker. Bring the transaction broker, say, hey, listen, can you draft the paperwork for us? We want to make sure it's done legal. Just get us from point A to point B. This is what's negotiated. Perfect. In that point in time, the transaction broker is saying, okay, we need this paper, this paper, this paper, this paper. Let's move on to the next step.
Perfect.
So
that's
the transaction broker.
No liabilities, don't get yourself open for lawsuits, and my God, with family, that's probably even more important.
Correct, because at that point in time, how are you getting from point A to point B and making sure that you're keeping everything legal? I have had this as well. I had a gentleman who ended up buying a commercial property, and they did a transaction, just the two of them, from the buyer to the seller, and they ended up getting an attorney involved, and the attorney messed up the paperwork. I've had numerous stories of attorneys messing up paperwork.
And they get expensive.
And what happened is we went to go sell that building when that guy ended up retiring, and we found out that the paper wasn't done correctly, and he had to go back and find the seller, get the seller to issue the deed to him before we can sell it to the new buyer.
Oh, my God.
God forbid that seller passed away. And he was worried. He's like, man, that guy was old when I bought it. He said, I don't even know if he's living. Thank God we found him, and we were able to get something signed. But that's an important piece. That's why you hire someone who does it every day, all day, all the time. You know how to get from point A to point B.
Wow. Okay. I am so glad I had you on for two segments, my friend, because I would have never covered that, especially the transaction broker. And this is the very first radio show I've done in 700 shows about a real estate agent, friend or foe. And you've made it very clear. They can be your best friend if you interview and build that friendship correct, or they can be a foe if they're one of these individuals that's not serious, not detailed, and doesn't take their professional craft seriously.
Correct. Full time.
So, let the radio listeners know what company do you own?
Best Realty, Inc.
Okay, and what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Hey, call me direct to my cell, 719-201-9571.
I know you're a great listing agent, you're a great buyer agent, but you also are a real estate investor yourself. How many residential properties do you have?
I don't know on the top of my head.
More than 20, right?
It's somewhere around there, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing to have. So, I want to thank you so much. If you're listening right now, every single second week of the month, Mark is here. My other buddy was here more than 10 years. Mark and I are going to be together for 10 years. Jesse, I've already introduced him to your son, and they're working great. And Dave, I am about to introduce him to you as soon as I get your loan approved. Anybody else that needs an agent, call Mark again. This is the number.
719-201-9571.
And then I am going to wrap up this radio show after these important messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind neglects it, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
What's that you say? Oh man, no way.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Oh my goodness, when I thought I just can't stop.
Keep this stuff,
you're
going to blow your top.
Let this time, I
got
to get what's mine.
Jay Garvin's here. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Jay Garvin Show as I finish up the conversation of a real estate agent. Friend or foe, I just had Mark Salas in the studio, and it's great to get perspective on any profession. If you look at mortgage, if you look at financial planning, if you look at insurance, by God, look at your contractor putting in your HVAC. Looking at the engineer that's designing a piece of equipment, or the architect designing your home, or the teacher teaching your children, or God forbid, the governor running the state. It always matters to take a look at one's profession and what are the advantages and disadvantages. And real estate agents have made the difference in my life. If I look at every single house that I purchased, the last house that I purchased was actually a house in Franklin, Tennessee, with a good friend of mine, Monica, who also is a mortgage client of mine, but she helped me buy this house. And it was in one of the most prestigious areas in Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee. And I couldn't believe that this little two-bedroom, one-bath house was only $375,000 because there was a million-dollar house four doors down. And I bought this house for $375,000, and I trusted her, and I said, Monica, is this a good buy? She knew the area. She knew my intentions as an investor. She said, Jay, this thing cannot go down in price. Can't go down in value. I trusted her. I put a renter in there for 3 years, $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year, $75,000 of income. And then one of the neighbors got weird with feral cats, and they were always fighting, and I didn't feel good. And I said, Monica, is this a time when I should sell? Plus, I talked to my financial planner. And it led to where the other neighbor on the other side was just building a million-dollar house and wanted to buy mine. And I bought that house in less than 3 weeks for cash for $375,000, and then I sold that house 3 years later during a downturn, 22, 23, and 24, sold it in 2025 for $425,000, and even after all of the real estate fees, still made $35,000 on it, plus another $75,000 in tax depreciable income for $100,000. Why? Because of a good agent. So when you get a good agent, agents are very good. When you get a good dentist, dentists are very good. If you get a bad dentist, you're going to get a toothache. If you get a bad real estate agent because they babysat for your kid one time or you grew up together, that's not going to cut the mustard. It's the largest investment you're ever going to have to make. And this is what I tell people when you're interviewing a real estate agent, this is what you want to do. First and foremost, you want to find somebody that does at least 25 to 40 transactions a year. Please don't hire someone that does 5 transactions a year because they're a friend of yours, because that would be like hiring a dentist that only drills in teeth 5 times a year. You get a dentist that's drilling into teeth 5 times a day, so they're the best of the best. And with real estate agents, if you're not doing at least 25 to 40 transactions a year, and you're only doing 5 transactions a year, that's one every other month, they're focused more on the transaction and their paycheck than the well-being of the house that you're buying or selling. See, if they're doing 25 to 40 of these a year, they're making a couple $200,000-$300,000 anyways, and now they're more focused on their professionalism and the advantage that you gain by price or purchasing in the market. They're not focused on themselves. You also want to find an agent that has your best interests in mind. You have to connect personality-wise. You know, if you're a single guy and she's a single gal, that's not a bad thing, but the focus may get off of the house and on to actually checking each other out. If you're 70 years old, you might not want a 25-year-old agent. If you're 25 years old, you might not want a 75-year-old agent. You have to match in demographic group. You have to match in personality. This person works for you. You want to get someone that has got a great reputation and can give you 3 to 5 referrals. Hey, these are individuals that I've worked with. And if you find a good individual real estate agent, they're not going to be offended if you talk with other people and compare. Same thing with mortgage lenders. I go through this every single transaction. I'm not afraid if someone talks to another lender because my interest rate's competitive. And they find out that interest rate isn't everything. If you've got the best interest rate or the best realtor fees in town, but you can't get a transaction done, 3% of nothing is nothing. And then lastly, with a real estate agent, you want to get someone that knows exactly what you're wanting to have done. If you're wanting to buy a house and your real estate agent doesn't own a house themselves, you don't want to work with them unless they can connect you with the owner broker of that agency, and he can help you or she can help you while you mentor the young real estate agent that's yet to even own a home themselves. It's like getting marital counseling from someone who just graduated from college and counseling but isn't married. It's that simple. So you want to compare, interview 2 or 3 people, make sure that you're aligned demographically, personality-wise, and make sure that they do enough transactions every single month that they're a professional, they're seasoned, and they're focused on the transaction and not as much their paycheck. Because real estate agents can help you with pre-listing activities, they'll help you with the actual listing appointment of selling your house for the best dollar, for the best marketing program, for the most flawless closing process. As a buyer agent, like Mark said, you want to make sure that they're representing your best interest and they're telling you the best neighborhoods, the best zip codes, the best time of the year to buy the house, and everything else that goes along with it. And whether you have tax advantages of doing certain things a certain way. Now, as a mortgage lender, I can tell you exactly what needs to be done from A to Z on every single transaction. So it's important that you find an individual like Mark Salas of Best Realty that checks the block for you. I keep the electricity on in the studio by helping you with purchase loans and refinance loans. If you would be so gracious to call me at 719-330-1457, I would love to earn your business. Most of us have homes and most of us have mortgages with good rates. So if you would talk to your friends, neighbors, relatives, especially your adult children, I can walk them through the process, answer questions, even if it's not related to a mortgage. And as I state at the end of every show, I hope that all of you go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end, nothing more. And tune in next week to the Jay Garvin Show. There is a new, interesting, and exciting conversation every week right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.